squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
Substate Championship Saturday. We bring you the 1A Division I Substate Championships from Frankfort High School. As our boys championship game will feature the top seed Lions from Care Paravel against the 3-seed Trojans out of Troy. The nightcap will be the girls championship game against the top seed and undefeated Centralia Panthers and the 3-seed and the host, the Frankfort Wildcats. Thank you so much for tuning in. A busy week of high school basketball wrapping up tonight with trips to the state tournament on the line. And the boys championship game is just moments away between Troy and Care Paravel. Good evening, Brandon Tadman with you. Kirk Kilman back in his studio as we get you set for these championship games here from Frankfort High School. And the first contest, again, the boys' championship between the top seed, Care Paravel Lions, and the 3-seed, Troy Trojans. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups for this first one. Win and you move on to the state tournament. Lose, your season is done. And let's start with the road team tonight, the 3-seed, the Trojans out of Troy, at 15 wins and 7 losses this year. And this is their starting lineup. In the backcourt, Griffin Weber is a 5'8 senior guard. Also joining him in the backcourt is 5'9 junior Bowden Bennett. Cam Anderson, a 6-foot senior, joining in the backcourt as well. And Reagan Hartman, the 5'11 junior swing player. And then Jarrett Norris, the 6'4 junior post, rounding things out for the Trojans. So again, for Jonathan Rodvelt in his third year at the helm for this sub-state championship game, their starting lineup again, Griffin Weber, Bowden Bennett, Jarrett Norris, Cam Anderson, and Reagan Hartman. For the top seed Lions out of Care Paravel, 15 wins and 4 losses. Coming off a victory last night over Centralia, or I should say on Thursday night, 58-52 to get to this ball game. They're going to go like this under head coach Mike Malloy. Ethan Everhart in the backcourt, a 6-foot senior guard. Zachary Clark, the leading scorer for this team, the 6'4 senior at 18 points per game. Also in the backcourt, Carter Bryan, a 6'1 senior, and Levi Will, a 5'10 senior. And then the big post player, the 6'6 senior, Noah Hastert, at nearly 16 points and 11 rebounds per game. So again, for the Lions, the top seed, it'll be Everhart, Clark, Bryan, Will, and Hastert. Troy got through Frankfort on Thursday night in a thriller, 34-32 to get to this ball game. And again, the Lions beating up on Centralia, the 4-seed, 58-52, but that one was certainly opportunistic for the Panthers, but the top-seed Lions able to prevail. Lions in that game against Centralia, they turned it over 19 times, but they were good at the free-throw line, 13 out of 18. They had a plus-7 rebound advantage on Centralia as well. Trojans were very solid against Frankfort on Thursday night, held down the turnovers at just 11. They collected 21 rebounds and hit 7-12. From the free throw line. Top seed Care Paravel will be in their home white uniforms. Troy, the 3-seed, rocking the road blue uniforms. Should be a very competitive matchup, I would expect, in this boys' sub-state championship game here tonight. Both teams bringing good crowd support would expect the same in our nightcap for the girls' title game with Frankfort and Centralia. We're going to step aside real quick for a timeout. For the national anthem, we'll step aside for 2 minutes, and the tip-off is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Crop insurance solutions with added value. That's what you get with Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Products through Farmers Mutual Hail allow him to offer advanced acreage and production technology to save you time and the ability to protect up to 95% of your APH with RAMP. Stop in at 621 Main or call Roy at 785-284-7611 to experience a different type of crop protection.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom, fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program, flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Hi, this is Kelsey Burdick with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to purchasing a home or refinancing your current home, you may feel like your mind is racing with many unanswered questions. Let us help you find the answers that fit your needs. Whether you are building, purchasing, remodeling, or refinancing, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust have the experience you need and the knowledge you can trust. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Kurt Kilman, Brandon Tadman with you from Frankfort High School. Trips to the state championship on the line, and we are underway with the boys' final as Troy, the road team, as the three seed winning the opening tip, and they go from left to right to start this ball game. Here's the senior Cam Anderson, high right on the wing, dribbling on Clark, man-to-man here for Care Paravel to start. They kick it up top here to Hartman, steps in, nice extra pass, looking for Norris inside, knocked away, but chasing it down in the corner. They work it back top of the key. Cam Anderson, a deep three. This one too strong. Tipped in the air, and the rebound goes to Hatcher for Care Paravel. Here come the Lions on their first possession with Clark in the left corner, guarded by Hartman. Hatcher gets it up top. He's guarded by Norris, as Troy's in man-to-man as well to start the ball game. Here's Carter Bryant. Hands it off to Clark. Top of the key. Good defense there by Hartman. They work it around left side. This is Everhart. Now Haster gets it inside. Turn. Shot is no good. Battle for the rebound. Collected there by Troy. Jarrett Norris pulls that one in for Troy. No score. Coming up on a minute in. Here's Cam Anderson. Top of the key again. Guarded by Clark. Left side it goes to Bowden Bennett. Into the corner with Hartman. Back up high left to Bennett. He'll set and fire a triple. That's good. And Bowden Bennett gets on the board for Troy first. A 3-0 advantage, a minute 15 in. Here's Brian. Kicks it right side to the floor with Levi Will. Will gets it to Hastert at the free throw line. Turning on Norris. Wants to back him down in the paint. Got doubled and quickly gets it right side into the corner with Levi Will. Will hands it off. This is Everhart. Now Hastert on the block. Short corner. Finds the cutting Levi Will. Shot no good, but a whistle and a foul. And our first whistle against Troy here in the first quarter. As this one is on at Cam Anderson. And this sends the 5'10 senior Levi Will to the free throw line for the Lions. First free throw up and good. 67% at the line this season. 3.5 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. Very good outside shooter at over 40% from downtown. Second in and out, no good, and a rebound for Bowden Bennett for Troy. 3-1, the Trojans lead early, not quite 2 minutes in. Here's Cam Anderson from the far sideline, angles back center of the floor. Stops on the left wing, right wing pass, it goes to Bennett. Bennett's wanting Norris in the post, not there. Gets around Will, he'll pull up from 10, it's an air ball and a rebound for Zachary Clark. Here comes Clark up the floor. Hands it to Hastert at the free throw line. Beautiful dump down pass inside. Easy layup for two by Carter Bryan. And a 3-3 tie at 5:50 left here in the first. Here's Griffin Weber. Hands it off to Reagan Hartman around the arc from left to right. They go to Norris inside on the block. Turns a little floater. No good. And a rebound for Care Paravel. Quickly getting it up the floor is Carter Bryan. And then out of bounds it goes. They were looking inside, and the pass sails out of bounds, and a turnover here by Care Paravel. First turnover by either side here in this ball game. We've played 2.5 minutes. We're tied at 3. Here's Cam Anderson in the left corner, up top left side with Griffin Weber. Here's Hartman right side on the wing. Now it's a free throw line. Norris turns, fires from there, and connects. Jarrett Norris has his first basket. And Troy back in front, 5-3 at 5:10 to go here in the first. Everhart hands it up to Bryan at the top of the circle. He wants to dive. Shot is up. Blocked by Norris inside. Big play by Jarrett Norris. Here's Cam Anderson up the floor, into the corner. Hartman fires a three off the front rim. No good. Battle for the rebound brought down by Ethan Everhart. Now the Lions coming back up the floor, a little bit of pace, in the corner with Clark. Baseline drive all the way to the rim, it's blocked again by Norris. Two straight blocks for Jarrett Norris. Here's Hartman in the right corner. Trojans leading 5-3, not quite halfway into this first. Here's a drive, and Norris with a dump-down pass, and we get a whistle and a foul. It's on the floor. First foul against the Lions here in tonight's ballgame. And the foul against the senior, Levi Will. 4:33 left here in the first. Trojans in front, 5-3. Anderson throws it in. Left side on the wing to Bennett. They hand it back to Anderson, who sets and fires a three. Front rim no good. Another offensive rebound. Jarrett Norris has it. Troy a chance to reset up top here with Anderson. Calls out the play. Guarded by Clark. Working to his left. Stops on the wing. Gets a high ball screen. Wants to step back. Instead kicks it right to Weber. He curls inside. A little floater with the right hand. In and out no good. Tipped around a couple of times, and Clark has the rebound here for Care Paravel, and then he turns it over. Second turnover by the Lions. Here comes Troy again. Bennett's right side to Weber. He'll fire a three. Got it. Griffin Weber from downtown. And a five-point Troy lead here in the first. It's 8-3. 3:50 and counting. First quarter. Good start here for the Trojans. They go to Hastert inside on Norris. Gets all the way underneath. Kicks it to Everhart. To right corner triple. Left it short. Clark gets the rebound. Throws up a tough shot and got it to go. Difficult finish for Zachary Clark, the leading scorer for the Lions. And it's back to a three-point lead, 8-5 Troy, at 3.5 minutes left here in this first. Here's Anderson around a ball screen, left side on the wing. Kicks it right side on the wing to Griffin Weber. Wants a ball screen from Anderson, not much to it. Left side to Bowden Bennett. Now he'll trigger a three. That's short, no good, and a rebound for Care Paravel. Brought down by Carter Bryan. Nice backdoor pass, and the layup trickles in there for Levi Will. Beautiful find and finish. 8-7 Troy at 3 minutes left here in the first. 3 points now for the 5'10 senior, Levi Will. Here's Cam Anderson, high right, wants a ball screen, not much with it. Clark works through, driving in as Anderson, stops to the free throw line. It's Hartman, ball fake, doubled, kicks it right. It's Bennett on the wing. Now up top to Griffin Weber between the rings out high. Left side pass to Anderson, back high left here to Weber. 2:40 and counting here in the first. 8-7, good pace here by both teams. Knocked away by Bryan from Hartman and a steal. First turnover by Troy, and then a whistle and a foul against the Trojans on the floor. Good defense there by Bryan to pick the pockets. And then gets a foul called on Reagan Hartman. Second team foul here against Troy. First on Hartman. Bryan to throw it in. Gets it into Hastert. Layup no good. Made it too strong off the rim. And a rebound for Jarrett Norris. That's his fourth already, or correction, fifth rebound here in the first quarter. They lob it inside. Norris on the block, too easy for two. What a start to the 6'4 junior, Jarrett Norris. Troy with a three-point lead at 10-7 at under 2:15 left here in the frame. Here's Carter Bryan at the elbow, up top to Hastert. Standing on the three-point line, works it right, hands it off to Simon Everhart, who just checked into the game. Everhart back to Hastert at the free throw line. Dives, layup, no good, but a whistle and a foul. I think they call it on the floor. Exactly 2 minutes left here in the first. A three-point Troy lead at 10-7 as they do get Norris with his first. Team foul number three. So the foul is on the floor. Hastert gets it. Dives in from the elbow. Puts up a difficult shot over Norris. It's good. Noah Hastert gets his first bucket. He had 16 in the semifinal win against Centralia. And he gets his first two here. Gets it back to a one-point game at 10-9. And there's a steal. Second turnover by Troy. They get it up to Simon Everhart. Reverse layup good. 2 points for Simon Everhart. And the Lions have taken the lead at 11-10 as we're coming up on the final 90 seconds here in the quarter. Here's Griffin Weber, dribbling near sideline, stops on the wing. Gets it off to Bennett in the corner. Inside to Norris on Hastert. Turns, fires, missed the shot. And a rebound for Zachary Clark. Here comes Clark, the leading scorer. Wants to split two, all the way to the rim. Missed it. Blocked inside, and a rebound for Hartman. Here comes Troy with a one-point deficit here at 11-10. Hartman gets inside, trying to shuffle it inside to Norris. Instead, tipped here to Bennett, and he gets it back up top to Anderson, and they'll reset. As we come up on this final minutes of the opening frame, they set up Anderson, a right wing three, left it short, it's an air ball, and it goes out of bounds. So the Lions get it back, leading by one at 56 seconds left here in the quarter. Evan Will and also Ty Gossard is checking in here for Care Paravel. Gossard, a 6'4 sophomore. Evan Wild, a 6-foot sophomore. Here comes Clark, near sideline. Hands it off to Evan Will. Gets around top of the key. It's Simon Everhart. Wants to dive inside. Kicks it into the right corner with Evan Will for three. In and out, no good. Tipped around underneath, and Carter Bryan has it, and he lays it in for two. Three-point lead for the Lions. At 33 seconds left here in the quarter, as Clark knocks it out of bounds away from Anderson. And the Lions have the momentum here with 31.5 seconds left here in the quarter. 13-10 their lead. See if the Trojans want to play for the final shots of this quick pace first quarter. Norris sets a high ball screen for Weber, not much with it. Gets to the elbow, fires a difficult shot, and that one is good. Griffin Weber with five here in the opening frame, and the Troy deficit is one at 13-12. 10 seconds to go here in the quarter. Bryan gets it inside, out of bounds, and a turnover by Care Paravel. Troy will have 7 seconds to work down one here in the first. Got to go the full length of the floor. Quickly dumped off to Anderson. 5 seconds to work across the timeline. Far sideline, Griffin Weber steps back. A deep three at the buzzer. No good. And that's the end of the first quarter. Good stuff here through 8 minutes. Top seed Lions of Care Paravel leading the 3-seed Trojans out of Troy, 13-12. Second quarter coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room, too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
Anderson Meats in Troy wants you to know they're planning on expanding their services to you soon to include retail sales. Listen for further details about adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy. And for your meat processing, Anderson Meats has openings for scheduling in May. So give them a call now and get your name on the schedule. 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy, where they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you for meat processing and soon retail sales. South on Last Chance Road in Troy.
Kansaland Radio.
Start of the second quarter. Care Paravel, the top seed with the ball. Hatcher chasing one down after it was deflected away near the midcourt line, and we get a whistle and a jump ball. Possession arrow to Troy. Good start defensively here in the second quarter for the Trojans, forcing a turnover. Lions leading 13-12, just getting underway. Quarter number two. Winner moves on to the state championship, or I should say the state tournament next week, out in Dodge City. Trojans breaking a little bit of pressure. Hartman kicks it to Weber, left wing for three, left it short, battle for the rebound. Norris has it inside. He had it knocked away by Clark in a steal. And now it's tipped around again, and Carter Bryan finally has this one. So the Lions resetting. They get it inside to Will, working on Weber, layup, in and out, no good. Hastert had an opportunity. That one is no good, and then out of bounds it goes, and it's going back to Troy. Quick pace here to start second quarter, as we're 45 seconds in, 13-12. Lions from Care Paravel in front by one. Showing some pressure here in the half court. Trojans get it across the timeline. Free throw line with Norris. Turns on Hastert and fires. Left the jump shot short. Whistle and a rebound for Hastert, and a foul on Griffin Weber. As Weber picks up his first, team foul number four. Lions get it back a minute into the second period, leading 13-12. Here's Clark, the leading scorer. Across the timeline, hands it up top to Evan Will, the sophomore, who then hands it off to Carter Bryan, the senior. Skip to Simon Everhart, left side on the wing. Gets a high ball screen. Drives in, kicks right. Will wants to drive, left his feet, hit away. Hastert comes away with it, no good on the shot. Gets his own rebound, working on Norris, and connects for two. 4 points, four rebounds already for Hastert here in the first half. And a three-point Lions lead at 15-12. We've played 90 seconds here in the second. Lazy pass nearly taken away by Hastert. Well, Weber has it here. Hartman, right wing, thought about a three, turns it down. Clark nearly comes away with a steal. And they want a lob pass inside to Norris. Shot rejected out of there by Hastert. Thrown out of bounds by the big 6'6 body of Noah Hastert. who averages two blocks per game, and that first one on the average pace, emphatic. Trojans whip it down three, early second quarter. They get it in high right here to Hartman. Still man-to-man defense here by the Lions. Hartman guarded heavily here by Bryan, but dumps it off to Norris, who then hands it off to Weber at the top of the key. He'll drive all the way in. His layup try is no good. Tipped around. He's able to get his own rebound. Fades away for two. That one no good. And the rebound cleared away here by Hastert for the Lions. Here comes Simon Everhart. Hands it off to Hastert, top of the key. Carter Bryan comes and gets it on the right wing. Works it to the top of the circle. Spins in the lane. Gets all the way inside. Left-handed floater no good. Hastert is there to tip it in. What a start for Noah Hastert. 6 points and six rebounds. 17-12. Care pair by five. Left side to Griffin Weber. One in short corner with Hartman. He's quickly doubled. Spins underneath. Nice little dump down here to Norris. And his layup trickles in there. Jarrett Norris now with six, 17-14, Care Paravel by three at 5:20 left here in the first half. Clark gets inside, and an offensive foul is going to be called on Zachary Clark. That'll be his first and the 15th foul. Hastert's going to get a quick breather. Ethan Everhart's going to check back in. Also, Levi Will back into the game as well for the Lions. Now showing a little bit of pressure here. A 1-2-2 full court press being utilized. Bowden Bennett gets it up the floor. Here's Norris at the top of the circle. Wants to dive in. Gets it knocked away. Ball goes out of bounds and the Trojans will keep it. Good defense there by Care Paravel. Active hands. 5:07 until halftime. 17-14. Top seed Lions in front by three. Winner moves on to the state tournament next week in Dodge City. Anderson dumps one in left corner to Bennett. Bennett's looking for Norris inside. It's not there. Gets it to the elbow here with Anderson. Takes a couple steps to his left. Finds Seth Judd, who just checked into the game. Now a kick left corner. Bennett's for three. Too strong off the heel. Zachary Clark the clear for the Lions. He's got five rebounds. Ethan Everhart's a long two from the left corner. Front rim no good. Battle for the rebound inside. And we get a whistle and a jump ball, or it's going to be on the baseline and out of bounds. So the Lions are going to keep it here on this possession. As will throw it in, gets it into Gossard inside, underneath, throws a lazy pass, and it's picked off. A steal by Seth Judd. Here comes Cam Anderson for the Trojans, down three. Not quite halfway into the second period. Here's Hartman, driving, stops in the paint, looking inside. His pass is intercepted. Four turnovers here by the Trojans. Here's Simon Everhart, takes it all the way and lays it in. Simon Everhart, athleticism from the 6'1 sophomore. He's got four. 19-14, Lions by five. Closing in on this halfway point of the second quarter. Here's Judd, left side on the wing. Gets it back near side on the wing to Bowden Bennett. Judd trying to set a screen, not there. They look for Norris inside, and too much on the pass and out of bounds. Five turnovers by Troy. As Bryan and Hastert check back in here for Care Paravel, and we get a whistle and a timeout here for Troy. A 30-second timeout. 4:02 until halftime. Top seed Lions in front, 19-14. Game tonight brought to you by Peru State College. Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu for more information. I'm Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman in studio. Thank you so much for tuning in all week for our sub-state basketball coverage. But it all comes down to our area games tonight. Spots in state tournaments are on the line from Class 1A to Class 3A, even to Class 4A. 103.9 KNZA, the Silver Lake Substate Championships, with the girls being Nemaha Central and Silver Lake, the boys being Royal Valley and Sabetha. Care 93.7, the Valley Falls Substate Title Games. Girls game with Jackson Heights, JCN. And the girls game, that's the girls game, Jackson Heights, JCN. And the boys game with Valley Falls and ACCHS. Out of the timeout, Lions with it, leading by five, just past the halfway point of the second quarter. Here's Hastert, and a lot of contact and an offensive foul as Norris gets barreled through by Hastert, and Hastert picks up his first foul. Turnover number seven by the Lions, and the Trojans get it back at 3:50 and counting here in quarter number two, trailing 19-14. Here's Jarrett Norris across the timeline, dives inside, little floater with the right hand is pure. Jarrett Norris, eight here in the first half. He had eight in the semifinal win over Frankfurt on Thursday night. He's already matched that here in the first half. 3.5 minutes left until halftime, 19-16, Care Paravel. Ethan Everhart nearly had it taken away in the corner with Levi Will, and he traveled with it. 8 turnovers by the Lions. Troy gets it back down 3 at 3:23 left here in the second period. Here's Cam Anderson. Works it near sideline, getting around a couple of white jerseys, gets baseline, skips it to Judd, left wing. Up top it goes to Bowden Bennett. Has the dribble, puts it down twice with the left hand, picks it up, high left it goes to Cam Anderson. Anderson barking out the plays, coming up on the final 3 minutes. And Anderson shuffled the feet and traveled with it. Now 6 turnovers by Troy. 3:03 until halftime. Zachary Clark back into the game for Care Paravel, taking the spot of Levi Will. Also checking in for Troy will be Preston Christensen, the 5'11 junior. And Bowden Bennett will take a breather. 19-16, Lions by 3 with the ball, 3 minutes until halftime. Three-man weave. A couple of times, Gossard has it top of the key, works it inside on the block. Shot blocked by Norris, but a whistle and a foul, and 2 free throws coming up here for the sophomore, Ty Gossard. As they'll get Jarrett Norris with this foul, his second. And team foul number 5. So Ty Gossard, the sophomore, did not score in the semifinal win against Centralia. But he knocks in the first free throw, 50% at the line this season. And averages over 2 points and 2 rebounds per game. Second free throw, too strong off the heel, a rebound for Reagan Hartman. And the lead for the Lions, 20-16 at 2:45 left. Weber kicks it left side to Christensen, curls in the lane, stops on the elbow, hands it off to Cam Anderson, step back 17-foot J, nearly banked in, battle for the rebound, Reagan Hartman has it, hop steps inside, had it knocked away, and a steal by the Lions. Picked up by Bryan. Gets it up the floor to Gossard. Dives in, right-handed floater, no good, but an offensive foul. Jarrett Norris takes his second charge. Gossard picks up his first foul. Team foul number 4. So Troy getting it back down 4 at 20-16 at 2:26 left in this first half. Care Paravel the top seed. Troy the 3 seed. Here's Cam Anderson. A left side pass to Weber on the wing. Turns and facing, guarded by Ethan Everhart. Works it to the center circle, top of the key. Now angling to his right, gets it to Norris, high right on the wing. Using the dribble a couple times, back to the center circle. Crossing back right, gets it off to Hartman. Baseline J from 10. Might have been partially blocked, no good, and a rebound for Care Paravel. Pastor, long pass up the floor, out of bounds. He was looking for Bryan, streaking down the far sideline. And another Care Paravel turnover, giving it back to Troy at just under 2 minutes to go. Here in the second quarter, 20-16, Lions by 4. Anderson angles right, gets it to Hartman, who gets it back to the top of the key with Weber. Weber dribbles here to the near side, bouncing one on the block. Norris turns on Hastert and Clark. Shot blocked by Hastert. And then saved underneath, and then finally collected here by Hastert. And then a whistle and a foul's going to be called here on Troy as it will stop the fast break. As Christensen picks up his first, team foul number 6. So the final 1:34 here in the quarter. Care Paravel will be in the bonus. Here's Clark. 90 seconds to go until halftime. They lead it by 4. Clark open straight on 3. Off the left rim, no good. But right there for the rebound is Simon Everhart. Curls in the lane. Kicks it to his brother Ethan. Ethan up top. It goes to Zachary Clark. Wanted to pull up. Now Hastert looking for Ethan Everhart inside. Kicks it to his brother Simon. Ball fakes on a 3. Shovels it left to Bryan in the corner. Now Hastert inside. A little fadeaway J. That is no good. Another offensive rebound for Everhart. And they get it inside. Here's Hastert. Another opportunity. Shuffled to Bryan at the elbow. They kick it left side. Everhart. Simon for 3. No good. Rebound for Troy. Cam Anderson has it. 53 seconds left here in the half. 20-16. Care Paravel. Anderson right side on the wing. Winning a ball screen from Norris. Using it. Gets to the free throw line. Floater. No good. It's an air ball and a rebound for Hastert. 40 seconds to go. Simon Everhart's pass tipped out of bounds by Anderson. And the Lions will keep it. 39 ticks left here in the quarter. Bowden Bennett's checking back in for Christensen. as Carter Bryan throws it in near sideline, quickly into Hastert on the block. Shot is up, no good, but an offensive rebound is stuck back up and in by Ethan Everhart. 22-16, Care Paravel, 30 seconds until halftime. Here's Cam Anderson across the timeline slowly, wanting to play for the final shot here in the half. Fakes a ball screen, nearly lost it away. Clark playing good defense, but Anderson shovels it off to Bennett's right side on the wing. Hartman on a curl, right wing, 10 seconds to go. Curls in the lane, drives all the way, shot no good. Another rebound for Haster, pushing it up the floor. 6 seconds to go, Ethan Everhart's layup trickles in there. 2 seconds to go, Weber a deep three at the buzzer. In and out, no good from 70. Halfway down and out, but what a finish to the first half for Care Paravel. Lions leading Troy 24-16 halfway into this one. Halftime brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. 24-16 Lions. We're back to recap it in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Want to know what's awesome? Those kicking new tires on your truck? Yeah, and look at my receipt. That's all you paid for those tires? Get out of town. I did. Where'd you go? Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Want to save a bundle on tires? Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to save on tires. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Medicine is a special calling, and we would like to acknowledge our fantastic medical staff in honor of Doctor's Day on March 30th. We would like to recognize Dr. Tony Barkowski, Dr. Andy Stevie, Dr. Jared Snyder, Dr. Heather Myers, Lori Leger, Erica Winkler, Sherry Wessel, and Erica Bletcher for their hard work, dedication, and loyalty to their patients and our community. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helen Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Boys Substate Championship game at the half, and the top seed Lions of Care Paravel leading the 3-seed Trojans out of Troy, 24-16. This was a 1-point game after the first quarter. Lions led 13-12, but an 11-4 advantage for Care Paravel in the second quarter, allowing them to build out this lead to 8 at the half. Again, 24-16. Winner moves on to the state tournament next week. We'll start with Care Paravel in the first half. How about Noah Hastert, the big 6'6 senior, 6 points to go along with 9 rebounds to lead the way for Care Paravel, and then balanced with 4 apiece from Ethan Everhart, Simon Everhart, and Carter Bryan. They got 3 from Levi Will, and then 2 from the leading scorer, Zachary Clark. For Troy, 8 in the first half for Jarrett Norris. He also has 6 rebounds, 5 from Griffin Weber, and then 3 from Bowden Bennett. Care Paravel, despite the 8-point lead, turned it over 10 times. Troy had 7 turnovers. Not many free throws in the first half. Troy didn't even attempt a free throw in this first half. Care Paravel hit 2 of their 4 free throw attempts, and a big advantage right now for the Lions as they are out rebounding Troy 23-12. We'll step aside. More halftime after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Colorectal cancer is one of the leading causes of cancer in the United States. However, if caught early, colon cancer is highly treatable. I'm Dr. Marcus Weiser with Community Healthcare System, and March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Colon cancer is often silent, which is why regular colonoscopies are so important. Don't wait. Call Community Healthcare System today to schedule your colonoscopy in Onega, Holton, or St. Mary's. Screening could save your life. Community Healthcare System in Onega, enriching the health and lives of the people we serve.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
KMZA.
Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tadman with you, our Boys 1A Division I Sub-State Championship game here at Frankfurt at halftime. Top seed Care Paravel leading the three-seed Trojans out of Troy, 24-16. Our girls' sub-state title game will follow in the latter portion of our doubleheader. It'll be the top seed and undefeated Centralia Panthers at 21-0 against the three-seed Frankfurt Wildcats, who are 15-7. The Wildcats played a thriller last night, knocking off Donovan West 41-38. Donovan West had a three chance near the buzzer to at least tie the game to potentially send it into overtime, but it fell just short off the rim, and the Wildcats were able to hold on for the victory. Centralia took on Troy in their semifinal last night, and Troy came out and hung right with the number two ranked team in the state. Centralia led it by six at halftime at 23-17, but Centralia came out in the third quarter, scored the first 18 points of the frame, and would roll to a 30-7 second half advantage and win it big, 53-24, to stay undefeated again at 21-0 and to get a game away from the state championship game. Those two played back in early February, and Centralia got the better of Frankfurt in that one, 46-32. The rematch has a trip to the state tournament next week on the line. Our boys' sub-state title game at halftime, Care Paravel 24, Troy 16. Second half coming up after a two-minute timeout, and our halftime coverage has been brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires.
Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rental can supply you with the tools you need. Don't buy that tool or piece of equipment you'll just use once. Tools for small fix-it jobs are large construction jobs. But Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rental aren't just for work. They've got items for parties and special events, too. See them in downtown Seneca or go online to see their rental listings. HeinenTrueValue.com. Behind every project is a true value.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
KMZA.
Second half underway. Trip to the state tournament on the line. Troy with it, down eight to start the third quarter. They set it up for Cam Anderson, a deep right wing triple. It's good. Big shot, Cam Anderson. And Anderson, his first basket tonight, and a big one, gets it to 24-19. Lions going down from left to right here in the second half. Their first possession here of the quarter. Hastert hands it on up top here to Levi Will. Here's Carter Bryan. Now Hastert on the block, quickly doubled. Now separating on Norris. Gets it to Zachary Clark. Had it knocked away on a steal by Cam Anderson. Cam Anderson all the way. Layup good. Cam Anderson just like that. Five quick ones for Troy. And the lead like that trimmed to three at 24-21. And Anderson comes away with another steal. Takes it all the way. His layup is no good, but a foul. And Anderson leading the charge to start the third quarter for the Trojans. He scored the first five, and now he'll go to the free throw line as the foul is on Carter Bryan. That is his first. Anderson, 73% at the line this season. Very quiet in the semifinal against Frankfurt. He had just 4 points, and he makes the first free throw. And just like that, a timeout for Care Paravel. A 6-0 start here in the second half for Troy, all from Cam Anderson. 24-22, Lions with the lead, but all of a sudden it's right back to a very competitive ball game. Troy was very sluggish in the second quarter offensively. Took a minute and 2 seconds for them to have more points here in this third quarter than the entire second quarter alone. They had just 4 points in the second quarter. Cam Anderson has scored 6 already. A minute 2 into this third quarter. And a 24-16 lead for Keir Paravel is now trimmed to 24-22. Out of the timeout, Cam Anderson will have one more free throw. Again, 73% at the line. Second leading scorer for this team at 12 points per game. He'll give you 3 assists, 2 steals, and 2 boards a game as well. He's a very good 3-point shooter. Second free throw is good. And just like that, it's a 1-point game. 24-23, Care Paravel. Here's Will. Steps into a long two. That one's good. Levi Will has 5. Straight up from 18. The lead at 6 now. Or I should say at 3. At 26-23. Norris into the front court. Kicks it right into the corner. Now Weber. A 3 for the tie. No good. Got knocked down. No call. Harpin the rebound. He puts it up and in. First bucket for Hartman. 26-25, Care Paravel. Down to 6:20 left here in the third. Here's Hastert. Had a pass deflected and a steal. Norris has it, wants to go all the way. Layup no good, but a foul on the floor. Troy fans loving this start here in the third quarter. As Hastert picks up the foul, his second. It's the second team foul as well. 26-25, Care Paravel. Not quite 2 minutes into this third quarter. Here's Anderson, left side, guarded by Clark. He's on the wing, backs it out a little bit with a high ball screen, goes left, kicks it into the corner. Bennett's for 3, and the lead, boom. Roden Bennett, second triple. He's got 6, and Troy has taken the lead at 28-26. They go inside, Hastert lost it, and out of bounds. And here comes a sub into the game for Care Paravel. It'll be Simon Everhart. Well, what a start here for the Trojans. Just over 2 minutes into this third quarter, they went from down eight to up two. 28-26 our score. Anderson works around Everhart, gets all the way inside. Shot blocked in there by Hastert, but a rebound for Hartman, wants to kick it back out into the corner. Here's a three that's short by Anderson, battling for the rebound again and saved and out of bounds. Back to the Lions. Missed opportunity there by Hartman underneath for an offensive rebound attempt. But Zachary Clark, far sideline, brings it up the floor with a little bit of pace. Drives here near side, hands it off to Ethan Everhart, who goes around the arc from right to left, gets it right back into the corner. Passer on the block, turns on a double team, a lot of contact, no call, it's blocked by Norris. Norris spins away with a rebound. Here's Cam Anderson up the floor, stops and pops for triple, in and out, no good, and a rebound for Care Paravel, and then a whistle and a foul. They're going to get Griffin Weber with his second. .503 left third quarter. 28-26, Troy by two. Dominant start for the Trojans here in the second half. Here's Clark, hands it off to Ethan Everhart, to his brother Simon at the top of the circle. Drives to the elbow, stops at the free throw line, gets it inside. This is Brian working on two jerseys. Gets it right side. Ethan Everhart steps in, and the basket, I believe, is going to count. A little short J from the right corner, but a foul was called inside. So they get Ethan Everhart. The basket's good. And then they get a foul inside on Carter Bryan, who picks up his second. So Troy's going to get it back on the foul. But the basket is good to tie it at 28 all. As Everhart now has six in the ballgame. Deadlocked at 28. Not quite halfway into the third quarter. Lions showing some pressure in the full court. Long pass up to Hartman. And the shot is rejected by Hastert, but a whistle and a foul. Half the fans love it, half the fans hate it. So Hastert's going to pick up his third. Not going to lie, I would not have called it. A lot of ball and not enough body for me personally, but it's going to send Hartman to the line to shoot two. Try to break the tie. He does with the first. Hartman has 3 points and five rebounds. 63% at the line this year. 29-28 Troy. Second free throw. In and out. No good. Rebound for Hastert. Here's Clark working on Hartman. Gets it left side into the corner. Top of the key to Hastert. Drives left. Shovels it to Clark. Wants to drive baseline. Lost it on the floor. Body hit the deck and we get a jump ball. And the possession arrow is going to keep it here with the Lions as we're not quite to 4:20 left here in the quarter. Troy by one at 29-28. Troy was down eight at halftime. They currently hold a one-point lead. Ethan Everhart for three. Got it. They set up Ethan Everhart, and he drains a three from straight on. And Care Paravel back in front, 31-29. Hartman in the corner, inside to Norris, ball fake, shot up, no good, tip to the near corner, rebound for Zachary Clark. Clark wants to push the pace, Ethan Everhart, right side on the wing, thought about a three, turns it down, Brian gets it at the elbow, elbow to elbow pass to Hastert, hands it off to Clark, pulls up from the free throw line, good. Gets the kind touch, they call that shooter's touch over the front rim, Clark has four, and that's the lead for the Lions at 33-29. Here's Bowden Bennett breaking through the pressure, drives in, kicks it right to Hartman, splits two defenders, shovels it inside to Bennett's layup, good. Nice pass, and Bowden Bennett with the finish. He's got eight, 33-31, Care Paravel. 3:25, clock moving south, third quarter. Simon Everhart had it knocked away, but gets it off to Clark here, high right on the wing, guarded by Hartman. Wants to get a ball screen, a whistle and an offensive foul. They're going to get Carter Bryan with an illegal screen. And Brian picks up his third foul. Team foul number five on Care Paravel already. So they got just one more foul to give here in the entire second half. And then after that, Troy's going to be in the bonus. Coming up on 3 minutes left here in the quarter. 33-31, Care Paravel. Ball knocked away inside and a turnover by Troy. Here's Bryan. Stops on the right wing. Shovels it to Simon Everhart in the corner. Back to Bryan. Inside. Hastert working. Shot is up. Good. Count it. And the foul. Noah Hastert now with 8 points and a chance at a three-point play. The foul on Jarrett Norris. That is his third. Here's Evan Will back into the game for Care Paravel, taking the spot for Carter Bryan. Hastert to shoot one. He is just a 49% free throw shooter, but he's been dominant tonight, 8 points and 10 rebounds. He connects on that to capitalize on the three-point play. Lead to five here for Care Paravel, 36-31. Anderson, a quick trigger three that's no good. It's an air ball and a rebound by Evan Will. He gets it, top of the key, left side pass to Clark, curls, pulls up, elbow jump shot, no good, a lot of contact, no call, rebound chased into the corner, collected by Ethan Everhart, and a second chance opportunity, gets it off to his brother, Simon, now works it to Clark in the corner, baseline drive, gets underneath, left his feet, good extra pass, here's a three ball by Evan Will, that's short, no good, rebound for Troy. Griffin Weber has it, gets it up the floor quickly. Into the corner with Bennett. It's under 2:15 left here in the frame. 5 point Care Paravel lead at 36-31. They work it inside. Norris. Shot is up. No good. And he missed a close one and a rebound for Zachary Clark. Here comes Clark. Bouncing off Everhart. Hastert gets it top of the key. Under 2 minutes left here in the quarter. Lions by five at 36-31. Three-man weave action. They get it to Clark. Spins. Inside. Whistle. Offensive foul. Third charge taken tonight for Jarrett Norris. And Clark picks up his second. Seth Judd checks back in here for Troy. We're down to 1:48 left here in the period. Care Paravel's lead is 5 at 36-31. Troy with it. It's Anderson right down the middle as Clark awaits his arrival across the midcourt stripe. And then Anderson's pass a little lazy and an interception picked off by Ethan Everhart. Finds Will on a cut. Had it knocked away, but he is fouled by Cam Anderson. Second on Anderson. Team foul number 3. Ty Gossard checking in here, taking the spot of Hastert. So Care Paravel with it underneath their own bucket with 1:32 left here in the third. Here's Gossard. Guarded by Norris. Up top it goes to Clark and they'll reset. 36-31 Care Paravel here in this sub-state title game. Clark wants to drive in, but yep, travel. That's the call and a turnover. Turnovers have been hurting Care Paravel here in the third quarter, but still holding a 5-point lead at 36-31. Trojans will try to answer. Down to 1:15 left. Ethan Everhart nearly coming away with a steal on Weber. Gets it right side. Now it works into the left corner with Seth Judd. Judd works it back to the wing. Back top of the key. Tipped into the backcourt. There's a steal. It's Ethan Everhart. Shot no good, but a foul. A hard foul here by Griffin Weber. That'll be his third. Team foul number 5. And the 6-foot senior Ethan Everhart will shoot 2. He's the best free throw shooter for this Lions team at over 80%. Over 8 points per game on the season, and the first free throw is good. He had 12 against Centralia on Thursday night. That free throw gives him 10 tonight. 37-31, Care Paravel. Second free throw on the way. That one is good, too. So after Troy came out roaring in the first few minutes of this quarter, came back from down 8 to take a lead. Care Paravel has responded, and they've built it back up to 7, 38-31, at 54 seconds and counting here in the third. Here's Griffin Weber driving inside all the way. Layup, no good. Battle for the rebound inside. Couple of bodies hit the floor, taken away by Griffin Weber, and then he threw it away. Now Care Paravel has it with 38 seconds to go. Hastert inside, offensive foul. Jarrett Norris again takes his fourth charge of the game. And Hastert picks up his fourth, and that's a huge foul. And Zachary Clark's going to check in for Hastert. We'll see how long Hastert sits with four fouls. 36 seconds left here in the third. Care Paraville by 7 at 38-31. And it looks like the Trojans want to play for the final shot here of the period. Here's Griffin Weber, kicks it left to Anderson, down to 24 seconds. Had a look from three, but backs it out on the wing. Take up a little bit more time. 17 seconds to go. Here's Hartman on the wing. Barely lost it, works it right side, hands it off there to Bowden Bennett. Down to 10 seconds. He'll step back. He'll fire a three. Off the heel, too strong. Tipped into the hands of Weber. They'll have an opportunity inside. Weber's layup is no good. Just 2 seconds to go. Hartman a chance at the buzzer. Got it. Big shot for Reagan Hartman to end the quarter. And it's a 5-point Care Paravel lead as we go to the fourth and final quarter. Trip to the state tournament on the line. Care Paravel 38, Troy 33. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Calling all you Milwaukee Tool fans, the Bundle and Save Instantly promotion is going on now at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca. You can bundle and save instantly when you purchase a qualifying M18 fuel driving or impact wrench kit plus a hand tool accessory. Do that and you'll get $100 off. Hurry, as this sale ends May 1st. Bundle and save $100 off on a variety of kits and tools. See the list of qualifying impact wrenches, rivet tools, combo kits, drills, and drivers at Stahlbaumer Lumber. And remember, your project starts here.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Fourth and final quarter. Trip to the state tournament on the line. Care Paravel, the top seed, leading Troy 38-33. Trojans with the ball to start the fourth quarter. Cam Anderson up top, turns down a three, left side to Weber. He's going to drive, left his feet, and drew the foul on Simon Eberhardt. And Griffin Weber set to shoot 2 free throws here for Troy. Team foul number 8. So the rest of the game here, Troy in the bonus. They have only committed 4 fouls. Weber at the line, buries the first. And he's got 6 points tonight. Makes it 38-34. And Ethan Eberhardt will check in for his brother Simon, who just picked up that foul. 53% at the line this season, Griffin Weber. 6 points, 4 rebounds, make it 7. He goes 2 for 2. 38-35, Care Paravel. Timeout on the floor. Care Paravel takes a quick 30. At 7:36 left in this game, leading by 3 at 38-35. Troy outscored Care Paravel 17-14 in the third quarter. They were down 8 at halftime, came roaring back to take the lead, and then Care Paravel dominated the last few minutes of the quarter. They got it to 37-30. And it ended 38-33 at the end of that quarter. We sit now 38-35, Care Paravel, at 7:36 left in this ball game. Sub-state championship here at Frankfort. Girls' title game will follow with Centralia against Frankfort. This one appears to be coming down the home stretch with a potential great finish. Here's Zachary Clark for the Lions, out of the timeout, into the front court. Three-man weave action. Here is Brian, nearly had it knocked away, but gets it off to Clark. Continuing the three-man weave around. Brian gets inside, beautiful pass inside to Hastert, and an easy two. Hastert playing with 4 fouls, he's got 11, lead back to 5 at 40-35. Here's Griffin Weber, right side on the wing, picks it up there, dumps it into the corner with Hartman. Back up top to Weber. Bounces it left side to Bennett. Skips it to Hartman in the right corner. Dribbles left. Skips corner. Cam Anderson. Left corner. Baseline drive. Kicks it to Weber. Nice extra pass. Hartman in the corner for 3. Got it. Reagan Hartman from downtown. Big shot. He's got 8. 40-38. Care Parabell by 2. 6:40 left to go. Here's Will up top to Everhart. Left side to Hastert on the wing. Hands it off to Clark. Curls around the arc. Stops on the left wing. Now brings it back up top and hands it off to Evan Will. Here's Bryant. Back to Clark. Top of the key. Little hesitation. Working on Hartman. Dumps it to Will in the left corner for 3. Got it. That is a big shot for the sophomore, Evan Will. A triple from the left corner. Gets it back to 5. 43-38. Coming up on 6 minutes left. Here's Hartman, right corner. Nice feed inside. Norris, easy for 2. Jarrett Norris into double figures with 10. 43-40. Care Parabell, under 6 minutes to go. Here's Will. Hands it off to Brian. Top of the key. Man-to-man defense here by Troy. Clark gets it. Runs into Hastert, his own teammate. Knocked away in a steal. Up to Norris. Lost it and saving it underneath, but turns it over. Evan Will whip it. 5.5 minutes to go. 3-point Care Parabell lead. Here's Clark, top of the key, guarded by Hartman. Will in the corner. Baseline drive, reverse layup, short. Rebound, second chance, up and in. And it's Noah Hastert with the finish. He's got 13, lead back to 5 at 45-40. Both teams exchanging buckets here in the fourth quarter, but it's the Lions who have the 5-point lead. Anderson will try a 3. Got it! Cam Anderson from downtown, and he's into double figures with 10. 45-43, Lions by 2, and a whistle and a timeout. At 4:57 left in this game. Looking to see if it's a 30 or a full. It is a full. So we'll step aside for a quick 30. 4:57 left, a 2-point Care Parabell lead. Back in 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The overall mission of the rehab team is always what is best for the patient and how we can facilitate maximum potential from every resident that we work with.
All I have to do is think about what I was before and what I am now, and I don't ever want to go back to that original situation. Well, the most important thing to me is that I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do, you know.
Life Care Center of Seneca, helping our friends and neighbors get better faster. Call 785-336-3528.
KMZA.
Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tadman with you. Care Parabell, the top seed, clinging to a 2-point lead, 45-43 over 3-seed Troy with under 5 minutes to go in the game. Winner heads to Dodge City to the state tournament next week. Clark, a drive shot blocked out of bounds by Norris. Good defense inside. Care Parabell will keep it down to 4:50 left. Hastert gets it right corner. Chest pass long way, left wing to Clark. Wants a high ball screen, trying to use it. Bouncing it to Hastert, gets it off his own foot, picks it up, finds it inside. Hastert trying to get it back, he does. He works it inside, had it knocked away. Clark has it on the right wing, will reset up top. 4.5 minutes to go, 45-43, Care Parabell. Clark hands it off to Will, to Everhart, back to Clark. Curls around the arc here to the near side. Wants to pull up. 15-foot J. It's an air ball and a rebound for Griffin Weber. He wants to push the pace. Into the corner. Finnitz for the lead. Got it! Bowden Finnitz from downtown. And Troy is leading 46-45. 4 minutes to go in the game. Here's Brian to the free throw line. Hastert left wing. Spins there. Hands it up top to Brian. A long two. Got it! And one! A 16-foot J is good, plus the foul for Carter Bryan. And the foul is on Jarrett Norris. That is his fourth. Care Parabell, the lead back, 47-46. And Bryan for the 3-point play. He got it. 7 now for Carter Bryan. 48-46, Care Parabell. We're down to 3:45 left in the game. Both crowds really hyped up and in this one now. Weber bouncing left side to Bennett in the corner. Dribbles towards the wing. Picks it up there. Looking inside for Norris. On Hastert. Stop. Pop. Layup good. Jarrett Norris ties the game. He's got 12. We're tied at 48. 3:25 to go. Here's Clark being chased. Hands it off to Everhart. To Bryan. High left. They go inside. A lob to Hastert. Muscles his way in. Missed the layup. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back up and in. Noah Hastert with 15. 50-48, Care Paravel come up on 3 minutes to go. Here's Weber, high right. Low dribbles, knee high. Top of the key, it goes to Hartman. Lost it, has to save it, and gets it off to Weber before a turnover. Weber left his feet. Back to Hartman, a three for the lead. Good! Reagan Hartman from downtown. 51-50, Troy in front by one. 2:40 to go. Does Paravel have an answer? Here's Clark, top of the key, gets to the free throw line, floater, too strong, no good, rebound for Troy. Jarrett Norris has it. Here's Anderson, right side on the wing, hesitates, kicks it left, Bennett's a three, off the mark, no good, it's an air ball, and out of bounds it goes. A big miss there for Bonin Bennett. 51-50, the Trojans lead by one with 2:19 to go. My goodness, this has been exhilarating. Clark up the floor near sideline. Hands it off to Levi Will. Everhart to the right corner. Bryan has it. Wants to go baseline. Oh, whistle and a foul. They're going to get Cam Anderson. It's the last foul to give for Troy as Anderson picks up his third. So both teams in the bonus. The final 2:05. Troy by one at 51-50. Sub-state title game. Clark had it knocked away on the inbounds pass and a steal for Troy. Anderson with it. Under 2 minutes to go. The Lions now trailing by one as Troy can waste a little bit of time here. Anderson, high left, wants a big ball screen, gets it from Norris, works it around the arc, hands it off on the wing there to Bennett. Bennett's back to the top of the key, angles in. Pass tipped away and intercepted, and a turnover by Troy. They get it up the floor, and a whistle and a foul, or it's knocked out of bounds. The far official is going to call a foul, and free throws coming up here for Care Paravel. As Anderson has now picked up his fourth, team foul number 7, and Zachary Clark is going to shoot 2 with a chance to give his team the lead. Troy 51, Care Paravel 50 at 1:38 left in the game. Just 4 points for the leading scorer tonight. 64% at the line this season. Just to his left, the Troy fans. First free throw, in and out, no good. He can tie it if he makes the second. Three dribbles, a spin. Fires. We're tied. Clark nails it. He's got 5. 51-51 tie. 1:35 left in the game. Here's Griffin Weber between the rings out high. Left side pass to Bennett. On the wing. Gets a high ball screen from Norris. Heavy dribbles. Drives in. Layup no good. Norris gets the rebound and puts it up and in. Jarrett Norris, a big offensive rebound. 53-51. Troy by 2. Down to a minute 12 left to go. Here's Ethan Everhart, left his feet. Here's a shot that is no good. Battle for the rebound. Troy has it, and a foul. Big time rebound for Bowden Bennett, and we'll walk the other way to shoot a 1-1. The Care Paravel foul is on Levi Will. That's his second, team foul number 9. Bowden Bennett with a 1-1 opportunity. Troy in front, 53-51. With 65 seconds remaining in this game. Bennett's just 44% at the line. Missed it badly. And a rebound for Zachary Clark. And a whistle. And there's a foul by Reagan Hartman with 101 to go. Not a good foul from Hartman. His second, team foul number 8. So Clark will shoot a 1-1. A chance to tie the game. As Troy leads it 53-51. 1:01 left in the game. Clark at the line tonight, 1-2. Three dribbles, a spin, fires, hits it. Big free throw for Zachary Clark. Give him six tonight. 53-52 Troy. 1:01 left to go. Winner moves on to a state tournament next week. Three dribbles. One extra. Spins it. For the tie. Got it. And a timeout on the floor. 53-53 tie with 1:01 left to go. We'll step aside for a quick 30. Come back with us. An exciting finish ahead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice you're so wrapped up in other things? Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasasa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasasa.
Ask for Kasasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
KMZA.
Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Couldn't have asked for a better first sub-state championship in our doubleheader tonight. The boys' final coming down to the final 50, or I should say 61 seconds. 53-53 tie between the top seed Lions of Care Paravel and the three seed Troy Trojans. Troy with the ball out of the timeout. 1:01 left to go, tied at 53. Here is Cam Anderson, now under a minute to go. Near sideline, guarded by Clark. Works it to the left wing, gets a high ball screen, wants to step back. Gets it to the top of the key, keeps his dribble, gets inside, turns, kicks it out right side, gets it to Hartman. 45 seconds to go. Tied at 53. Griffin Weber, right side pass to Hartman. Looking for Norris inside, he's fronted by Hassert, not there. Griffin Weber, down to 35 seconds, gets inside, layup, good! Griffin Weber, 62, timeout on the floor. 9 points for Griffin Weber, 55-53 Troy with 30 seconds to go, timeout on the floor. We'll keep it right here at the 30. My, oh my, what a shot by Griffin Weber. Threw two white jerseys inside, flipped it reverse styles from left to right, and just caught the rim and trickled up and in. Troy by two. Care Paravel will have it out of the timeout with 30.6 seconds to go. Let's see how they want to play it. Don't need a three by any means. The question is, how quickly does Care Paravel work for the shot? Here we go. Troy 55, Care Paravel 53. 30.6 seconds remaining. And here comes Zachary Clark. Near sideline. Gets a high ball screen. 25 seconds to go. Hands it off to Brian. They want Hassert at the elbow. Turns. Fires a shot. No good. Battle for the rebound. Brian has it. And we get a whistle and a foul with 18 seconds to go. And Brian's going to shoot a 1-1 and a chance to tie the game. As Griffin Weber picks up his fourth. Carter Brian with the biggest free throws maybe of his life. 18 seconds to go. A 1-1. First one good. He's got eight. 55-54. Ryan needs it for the tie. He missed it. Tipped in the air. Norris has the rebound. Gets it to Bowden Bennett. And then finally there's the foul. With 13 seconds to go, Anderson is going to shoot two. Troy leading 55-54. 13.2 ticks left. Cam Anderson will shoot two free throws. 73% on the season. He's 2-for-2 tonight. 10 points. Regardless of what happens, it'll be a one-possession game. Anderson, his first. Shorts, he missed it. Big miss there by Cam Anderson. Evan Will checks back in here for Kier Paravel, taking the spot of his brother Levi Will. Cam Anderson, his second. Got it. A two-point Troy lead, 56-54, with 13 seconds to go. Timeout on the floor. And it's a full, but we'll go ahead and keep it right here. Boy, this game has been fun to watch tonight. Kier Paravel led it 13-12 at the end of the first quarter. They built it to 8 at halftime at 24-16. But Troy fought real quick, scored the first 7 of the third quarter, took the lead. And then the latter portion of the third quarter, Kier Paravel got the momentum back and led it 38-33 going into the fourth quarter. We've had multiple ties and lead changes here down the stretch. And right now Troy leads it 56-54 with 13.2 seconds remaining. Out of the timeout, Kier Paravel will have the ball, chance to tie, maybe potentially win it. Don't get much better than this with a trip to the state tournament on the line. A packed house here from Frankfurt tonight. Anderson, Hartman, Weber, Bennett, and Norris. On the floor for Troy, Haster, Clark, Everhart, Evan Will, and Carter Bryan on the floor for Kier Paravel. The ball's rolled in, picked up by Clark. 11 seconds to work. Gets a high ball screen to the free throw line. Haster with 7 seconds. Drive, shot is up, no good. Rebound, Cam Anderson, and there's the foul with 3 seconds to go. And Anderson will shoot 2 in a chance to potentially win the game for the Trojans. What a play and what a rebound for Cam Anderson. And it's the 5th foul on Carter Bryan, and he is fouled out of the game. And trying to get a sub in for Bryan, who again fouls out. And Bryan fouls out with 8 points and 4 rebounds. And with 3.1 seconds remaining, Cam Anderson will shoot 2 with a chance to potentially win it. Anderson's first is good. 12 in the ball game for Cam Anderson. Troy leading by 3, 57-54, the most important one up. Got it. He hits them both. Timeout on the floor. A 4-point lead for the Trojans, 58-54, 3 seconds remaining in the game. It is a full timeout, but we'll still keep it right here. Unbelievable finish as the Trojans are looking to punch their tickets to the state tournament. Last season, they went 9-12. This year, 15-7, and 3.1 seconds away from heading to Dodge City next week. The Lions need a miracle at this point. Down 4. Anderson with just huge free throws. And the problem for Kier Paravel is they're throwing it in on the opposite side of their basket. They need an absolute miracle. Launched up the floor. Haster kicks it into the corner. Everhart a 3. It's good, but it doesn't even matter as Everhart hits it. But the ball game is over, and the Trojans are sub-state champions. 58-57. The 3-seed Trojans out of the Twin Valley League have advanced to the state tournament in Dodge City. What a game. 58-57, the final score. And our post game is next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Troy off to the state tournament. We'll recap it when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Roy and Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha offer an educational approach to help you make informed decisions about your crop insurance. Farmers Mutual Hail gives them access to proprietary products like ECO Plus and Ramp. These products allow them to offer up to 95% protection of your APH on an optional unit basis. March 15th is quickly approaching, so stop in at 621 Main in Sabetha or call them at 785-284-7611 to learn more.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
The celebration is on for the Troy Trojans as they knock off the top seed, Care Paravel, in the state championship game, 58-57, and they're off to Dodge City next week for the 1A D1 state basketball tournament. As again, this was just a fantastic ball game all night. And Troy had to rally multiple times in this ball game, not only in the first half, but in the second half as well. They outscore Care Paravel in the fourth quarter, 25-19. The biggest free throws, maybe of Cam Anderson's life, which gave the Trojans a 4-point lead with 3 seconds to go. And a desperation three did fall for Care Paravel to make it a 1-point game, but man, this was just a fantastic ball game, and the Trojans now get their 16th win of the year, 16-7, and now we just wait and see how the rest of the sub-state title games fall and where Troy could potentially land in terms of seeding next week when they're out in Dodge City. For the top seed Lions of Care Paravel, their season comes to an end at 15-5. Let's go through the numbers in this one. And we'll start with Troy as, again, balanced scoring. They have 4 in double figures, nearly 5, as they only had 5 players score. Jarrett Norris, a huge double-double, 14 points and 10 rebounds. Cam Anderson, who was clutch down the stretch with those free throws, finished with 13, and all 13 in the second half. They got 11 points apiece from Reagan Hartman and Bowden Bennett, and then 9 points from Griffin Weber. Trojans had 13 turnovers, 25 rebounds, and they were 8 of 11 at the free throw line. For Care Paravel, again, their season ends at 15-5. They were led by Noah Hastert, the 6'6 senior. They have 15 points and 11 rebounds, his second consecutive double-double, but just not enough in this one tonight. Ethan Everhart chipped in with 14. They got 8 points from Carter Bryan, 7 points, 8 rebounds from Zachary Clark. They got 5 from Levi Will. They got 4 from Simon Everhart, and then 3 points from Evan Will. Lions turned it over 20 times. They had 31 rebounds and hit 10 of 14 from the free throw line. Now time to announce our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com for more information. Well, the leading scorer was Jarrett Norris, and he had a double-double, but I don't think this game is won without the play of Cam Anderson in the second half. Held scoreless in the first half, he goes off for 13 in the second half, including the 2 biggest free throws of his life, to seal the game with 3 seconds to go, as Troy was able to hold on 58-57. Those late free throws by Anderson gave him a 4-point lead, but Care Paravel hit a late 3 as time expired, but again, did not matter as the win goes to Troy 58-57, and they're off to Dodge City next week. What a ball game here tonight as we now transition. They're clearing off the bleachers and the floor as we get set for the girls' sub-state championship game, which, again, is going to have another massive crowd here from Frankfort High School as the host Wildcats will try to pull the upset on the top seed and undefeated Centralia Panthers. So that's it for the first half of our broadcast. We're going to send it back to the studios for a little bit. Kirk Kilman will take care of you here as we get set and go between games here. As again, the boys' sub-state champion here at Frankfort, the Troy Trojans, as they knock off the top seed Lions of Care Paravel 58-57 to advance to Dodge City and the state tournament next week. Our girls' game is coming up in just a little bit. Centralia against Frankfort. Win, a state tournament berth is punched. Lose, your season is done. Hopefully we can recap and have just as good of a game as we did in this first one. We'll see. Tall task for Frankfort at Centralia, the heavy favorites, here to move on to Dodge City. We'll see how it unfolds in just a little bit. Again, one final time, Troy 58, Care Paravel 57. Back to the studios, and we're back in just a little bit for the girls' sub-state title game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.